And amid what Abe is calling a changing security environment, his cabinet approved a landmark change in policy. In July, they decided to reinterpret the constitution to enable the country to use the right to collective self-defense. It allows Japan to defend a closely related country under attack, like this scenario where Japan's maritime self-defense force ships defend a U.S. naval vessel. Past leaders interpreted the constitution to mean Japan cannot take such actions. But Abe says the country must change course.
Making all possible preparations will in itself serve as the power to thwart attempts to wage war on Japan. This is deterrence.